Okay, welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. It's 10 minutes past 5, and from now until 6, we will be talking education. Well, there's a bill to make JAMB results valid for 4 years, and it has passed second reading. That is what we'll be discussing right here on the show. My name is Constance Mega, and of course, joining me for this one is Sir Ikechi Wogu. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, after a very, 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 very long time.
Yeah.
All right. So that bill seeking to make the Joint Admission and Matriculation Board result valid for 4 years passed second reading in the House of Representatives. Now, the bill, which was actually the amendment of the JAMB Act, was sponsored by Representative Tolulope Sadipe at the plenary. That was Thursday last week. And while leading the debate, Sadikpe said that many students sit for JAMB examination. They come up with good grades, but for one reason or the other, they end up not being offered admission for maybe no fault of theirs. And she said these students and their parents were made to bear the financial burden to sit for the examination the next year. Now, she also says that the excuses that JAMB allegedly keeps bringing up in that regard was that it was revenue generation for JAMB. And then she says, when you look at the number of students that apply for university admissions every year and the number that eventually gets in, it is definitely not their fault. So why should they be penalized? Everywhere in the world, there is no such exams that is valid for 1 year. Scholastic Aptitude Test, SAT, is valid forever. Most universities across the world value such exams for at least 5 years. But here in Nigeria, JAMB is valid for just one entry. And if you do not get it, you repeat it. I think this is totally unfair. There are a lot of children in this country whose parents are struggling to put them through school. That was actually what she said. And what every other person said. In that debate, people were saying some other stuff. So, Sir Ikechi Nwogu, first of all, what do you make of the idea to extend the validity of the JAMB results?
I like the fact that, I think I like her reasoning in the entire frame, but we must not fail to understand that Nigeria is yet a peculiar entity. A lot of drama happens in Nigeria. Yeah, to consider the fact that, yeah, she said many things happen. Let's be exact. What are the many things? What are the likely many things? Number one is strike. So you have a situation where a student writes JAMB in 2022. He writes his UTME, in 2022. And he's not called into school yet because the universities, the federal universities or state universities or whatever the case, are on strike. And so the strike could linger for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. And automatically that compromises the entire academic frame for that year. And then he would have had maybe his first choice and second choice applications towards two federal universities. And it's a federal ASU strike, for example. Yeah. So the whole of 2022 is gone. And okay, 2023. So what are we doing? Are we batching admissions? Are we getting JAMB JAMBites, okay, or JAMB applicants from 2022 and combining them with 2023 and all of that? So it could become a little confusing for the student and also for the universities, because each university has a provision space. So we cannot admit more than 3,000 or 5,000 students or 10,000 students per annum. And now we're saddled with, applicants, 50,000 applicants. We need to process that and sieve all of that to create just what we can accommodate. And it's coming from 2 years, sometimes 3 years, or whatever be the case. So this could be a factor in Nigeria, the sense of uncertainty. So between you writing JAMB and passing JAMB and then getting to university, there's really no guarantee. Another factor could be that of maybe malpractice. So for which you have written JAMB and you have done very well, but you never get to see your result because the entire center was cancelled owing to malpractice. The case of death is the inevitable end of all mortals. So the parents have made all the payments and all that, and maybe some banditry somewhere in the north, and a stray bullet hits a potential student, and he never sees the light of day. Obviously, if he was in school, he would have been in school, and that bullet wouldn't have hit him. So there are a lot of situations that happened here.
Even the person who would have funded the education
dies out. A friend of mine was sharing a very sad story. A man, he had no father, no mother, and a man had decided to adopt him and said, let me have your list. And just while he had compiled the list and he was to send the list to the man, within the frame there was a strike. And after the strike, just when the strike was to be called off and school would resume, then the man dies in a plane crash.
Uh-oh.
He travels out and dies in a plane crash. So a lot of things could happen to distort the flow of academic activities in Nigeria. That's why I said Nigeria today is a very peculiar setting. But then, are these things everlasting? The answer is no. Are these disruptions going to last forever? The answer is no. For which, when we are making laws, we should be less present and more futuristic. So what's the worst academic situation going to be in Nigeria in the future? Are things going to get better? Are things going to get worse? Okay, if things are going to get worse, it means we're pointing towards some bleak future. We're so helpless that we really can't have visionary leadership to come address some of these mishaps. But you realize that some of these mishaps are owed to carelessness from the leadership, from sitting leadership. Some of these things can be negotiated upon and dealt with squarely where there is willingness, where there's the political will. Okay, so will there be the lack of the political will forever, for which we say, okay, because other nations are doing this, let's do that? Because I'm very careful about a copycat style of reasoning in Nigeria. It might be working in other climes. I mean, there are climes too where there is no such thing as a unified tertiary matriculation examination. So, of course, you have a lot of Nigerian students wanting to go over. Some take the SAT, especially for those who are going into American universities.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the IELTS, it's a test of English.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not necessarily like JAMB, you know. But then if you, for the most part, you have a lot of Nigerian students crossing over without the need for any JAMB. And all that, you know. So what is the usefulness of JAMB in Nigeria? Okay, so we want to create a standard platform, want to harmonize tests and all that to ensure that, okay, there's a passageway into the university system. All right, but where lies the place of the SSCE, the West African School Certificate Exam, which is either the private or the public? So what happens to all of that? Okay, is that not standard enough to be used, okay, like in some other countries? So different strokes for different folks. Different nations adopt what works for them, okay? And I'm sure that, it might work in country A. It doesn't mean it will work in country B, okay? So we have our peculiar system. So back to the question, what is wrong if tertiary institutions are allowed the liberty to test students who they will admit? Okay, that's some bit of what inspired the post-UTME, because at some point the rate of corruption with JAMB was just alarming, and universities said, look, we can't really trust the results coming from here. Because, of course, you have a case of students scoring very high grades, but they can barely represent themselves. They can barely spell their names, and you just see that this is, an underclass. And then we're forced, because his name is on the JAMB list, her name is on the JAMB list. Okay, and then we're churning out students who really don't represent our school codes, okay, and our ethos. All right, so the universities were saying, look, why can't we conduct our own tests? But then, of course, even with the post-UTME, you still have cases of corruption. You still have cases of, not mild cases, major cases of compromise here and there. We still have sneaking in of names, governors list here, VCs list there, and all that. So it seems to point more towards our Nigerian-ness. Permit me for the use of that word. You know, Nigerians have chosen to be who they want to be, not caring about standards, global standards, benchmarking themselves and their value systems, you know, what obtains around the world. We seem not to care that our results are not really respected by the world as they should be. Okay, we seem not to care much about employability factor. So what's the strength of the Nigerian certificate? It's true that the Nigerian brain is smart, is excellent. You mm-hmm. expose the Nigerian student to, you know, any other climb, and you see them coming tops.
Yeah.
Wherever that is, US, UK, everywhere in the world. But within Nigeria, we really need to sit back and do a lot more about education in view of value, in view of certification, in view of excellence. Let excellence begin to speak for us. And I'm sure if we begin to raise really, really excellent scholars, then we'd have better showing in other spheres of our national life.
Okay, let's talk about the concerns that the JAMB registrar raised. I mean, far back 2016, when this particular issue was brought up, he spoke up against it. He said it was going to do more harm than good. And this time around, he actually reacted and he said that the implication of the bill is that a candidate will not be qualified for another examination until after that period. I'll quote him here. If you write JAMB in 2022 and score 110, for instance, and the validity is for maybe 10 years, you're not supposed to take that exam until after 10 years. So what that means is that you are permanently not qualified for admission until after 10 years. If they want it to be 10 years, we are glad. But I tell you, that process is a process that evolved out of ignorance. He was actually speaking on our sister station, Wazobia FM in Kano, on Monday.
I am not sure he got the clear meaning of validity. Right, except where he wants to be naughty. But that is not the meaning I get from that statement. When we talk about validity of a certain result, okay, let's go back to his own reference to climbs where the rep's reference to climbs where one result is valid for life. Are you saying when you write one exam, you don't write it again for life and then you're cut off from life? It doesn't make any sense. So what we're saying is you write JAMB in 2022, you can still use the same result in 2023, 2024.
Just hold on, please.
Okay.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations but on 92.3 Nigeria Info?
Okay, so you were saying something.
Yeah, so you wrote JAMB, or you write JAMB in 2022. The result is still valid in 2023, 2024, 2025. Okay, that's a four-year coverage period. Okay, if you're not comfortable with that result, you could go back and receipt in 2023. Nothing is stopping you. Let's refer to WAEC, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You write your WAEC in 2022, your WASC, sorry, your SSCE 2022. You made 8 A's out of 9 subjects. Nothing stops you from registering for GCE the same year. Okay? Just because you want to make the 9th A, you choose to do that. So nobody's going to stop you even within the 4-year period. There's no rule that says, oh, let's check for your name, Constance Mega. You wrote it last year, not writing it again. You may want to upgrade your result. I made 110 and I'm not satisfied with that. Nothing is stopping me from going back to write it the second year, to write it the third year. I have a target of 300, 350. I could keep writing for as long as I want, either until I get an admission, the kind of admission to study the course I want in the same kind of university, or otherwise when I get an upgrade on my scores, okay, because I'm not satisfied. Because there are many things that could affect students' performances. What if the student was sick at the time of writing JAMB, for which he couldn't read and he performed poorly, right? What if he wasn't prepared? Just anything could distract him. Okay, so nobody is stopping you from writing again. Of course, JAMB needs some money. They said it. They want to raise all the money in the world, right? So they would admit you. They will allow you to write. Okay, you will determine when to stop writing. So nothing about the 10-year period. Validity, to my understanding, seems different from validity to his own understanding.
Okay, well, we'll come back to especially that conversation on malpractice, which is also one of the things you've raised here. And that'll be after the commercials. Just stay tuned.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, hard facts, you're welcome back. 5:36, and we're still talking JAMB results validity. 4 years is what a bill that was amended, or the amendment of the JAMB Act, is seeking. It was sponsored by a representative Tolulokpe Sadikwe. That was Thursday last week. Of course, Sir Ikechi Nwogu is still in the studio. Now, before we went on break, I said we will talk about malpractice. Now, over the years, JAMB has actually, struggled with malpractice. All right. And when I think about malpractice at that level, there's this thing in the society where if someone doesn't have a university degree, it seems the person is a misfit in the society. Should we still have that kind of mindset in the world, or in today's world, where we have the likes of maybe Google and the rest of them, and of course entrepreneurs all over the place who do not necessarily have the university degree?
There's one word that comes to my mind, and that's function.
Okay.
Where do you function? What's your level of usefulness? How educated is Cristiano Ronaldo? Nobody's asking him to come and teach, but he can play football, and his legs don't need to go to school. But there's some football schooling, that some academy that is required to get to a certain level of excellence.
Yeah, nobody is bothered if he had first class in...
How much of mathematics does he know?
See.
How well does he speak English? Right? Yeah, so it's about function, especially featuring in a global society. And that's what brings on relevance of this certificate. Okay, so, but in the Nigerian system, we kind of force everyone to go through the four walls of basic schooling and all that. If you can't read and write, then you're seen to be useless. There are machine operators. There are people who... different levels of skill, and if you know how to function in a certain capacity, then you can find food for yourself and you can feed a family, and that's what really matters. And so the clamor for basic schooling, the clamor for tertiary education is absolutely unnecessary. The government has tried the best they can. They've created the UBE scheme where there are many terminal classes now. So at the end of UBE 9, or otherwise what we used to call GS3, you could get on some hands-on abilities, some skill, acquire some skill that could serve your purpose in life. At the end of your school certificate examinations, your school certificate could get you onto another level of labor engagement where you could feed yourself. And then if you want, you could also go for a monotechnic, a polytechnic, an OND, an HND, and maybe a university degree. But it's a mishap where you now have the paperwork. Oh, I'm a graduate of some university. I'm an HND holder, and I can't find a job. So, but the basic essence of all of this is you creating a job. Create something for yourself. You mustn't be employed by someone. You could employ yourself. There are people who took to contracting, who took to other means of life, who found usefulness, function. All right, but you know, there's a strong sense of entitlement. So I have gone to school to get a face, to be accepted in society. And then now I want to get a job. And then there is no sense of purpose attached to that. So you have someone who made a first class on some degree, and then he's a driver because he has to make ends meet. And then all of this is creating a lot of criminality. You have people who have acquired a scholarship. Just before I came here, I was having a debate, of students who have acquired scholarships at various levels by the River State government, by the federal government, and then they go abroad. and then they can't find proper footing, they come back and they continue with the job search. So a lot of that, and it's putting pressure on the limited job spaces, and then they feel entitled to, oh, they are an oil rich citizen, I should work in this quota system and all that. Okay, so but education makes you a global citizen of sorts, and you could fit in anywhere. So why don't you cool down, study, like the Bible says, study to show yourself approved, right? Prove yourself, study, excel. And then if there are no jobs in Nigeria, you could go to Ghana. If there are no jobs in Ghana, you could go abroad. Anywhere there is need, there are job openings on the internet. Find them. Hook up with buddies. Okay, there are buddies that recruit legit ones, because there are a lot of criminals out there everywhere. But what is important is find use for yourself so you don't grow redundant. Upgrade, upscale, study, keep studying. Acquire some new skills, acquire some new knowledge. Okay, it's a growing world. It's a glowing world as well. Okay, so life should be like a flowing stream, currency, like a river current. Don't stay stagnated at one point waiting for job offers, job openings, because you may never find them. Mm-hmm. I remember when I graduated from school personally, I couldn't get a job. I said to do something. A few friends of mine and I, we came together. Let's try our hands out on this. Okay, let's serve some national purpose. Let's serve some purpose, some societal purpose. Mm-hmm. And we're still doing that till today. Adding value. So if you were to be evaluated, what value do you add to society? We don't just come into this world to take value from the system. We can add value as well. So no one is useless. I like to say that. Everyone is useful to a certain extent. Find usefulness and function in that capacity.
Yeah, but you know, you can't still take away that fact, or should I call it a mindset in Nigeria, where if someone is not a graduate, that's just the way people see you.
That's the Nigerian factor, but does it make it correct?
Get in there, even if it means, I don't know, paying my way through.
Go to school if you can. I mean, go to school, go as far as you can. If you're not done with your primary school, get to the secondary school. If you're not done, you're not satisfied, get to the university, get a master's degree, get a PhD degree, but don't become a liability. Find use for yourself, whatever level, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Now, some people have said that JAMB should be scrapped. I mean, you even touched on the fact that at some point, the universities were not really trusting the results from JAMB. Mm. What's your take on JAMB being scrapped? I mean, instead of validating the result for 4 years, 5 years, or whatever number of years, how about we put a stop to that particular examination? If you want to school in a Uniport, go to Uniport and take an exam that Uniport has set.
Yeah, well, it's still in debate. JAMB is obviously, from the facts, outliving their usefulness. But what was the purpose of JAMB? Standardization. Like I said earlier, WAEC is also a standard platform. So you have written, you have gone through the studies in school, SS1 to SS3. And okay, beyond Constance being my math teacher and always giving me A's, let's open up to the public exam system, mm-hmm. where what I know, I reflect on paper. And then if I get an A from that exam body, then I deserve that A. I'm that good, okay, to quell compromise, unnecessary compromise. So you have JAMB, you have WAEC. There was even a time there were efforts to harmonize JAMB and WAEC and make it one almighty exam that students would write. So these are reviews and modifications, all pointing to the fact that, okay, maybe in this level of society and exposure, there could be alternatives to JAMB. At the end of the day, it's testing, standard testing procedure to get students through the eye of the needle. You are deserving of a university degree. Come in. The universities can do that. But already, we talked about the same level of compromise. Malpractice everywhere. Okay, in the universities, you have lecturers asking to see your undersides before they give you a grade and all that. So the same level of malpractice. So are you saying if you want to scrap JAMB, you should also scrap university testing? okay? Because I mean, the universities are not better. They've not proven to be better than JAMB in terms of, because you only write JAMB once at the entry level. What happens in year one, year two, year three? Okay, the same cult related activities, the same pressure, threat to lecturers, threat to students, threat to life, sex for grades and all that. Malpractice everywhere. So it's a Nigerian system thing. And we, the system, must reinvent ourselves. Because we, like I said, I say again, in our dealings, we should not ignore the global community, the global enterprise. Because whether you know or you don't know, at some point you'll get to feature before the globe, before the world. Okay, and whatever you are will showcase itself at that level. So we should always think tomorrow. We shouldn't just dwell on today and kill things based on that. Yeah, so whether the Nigerian system thinks of this or not, what is important is the reality of life.
All right, well, of course, thank you very much, Sir Ikechi Nwogu. Well, let's get to the phone lines. What do you make of this particular bill? JAMB results to be valid for 4 years. What's your take? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, or 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0007. Well, we're taking messages via WhatsApp, so do want to send them to 0809-030-64. 16-0809-030-6416. As I was about to read the message on WhatsApp, the first thing I saw was, it's shame. It's a shame. And I was wondering what's happening. Anyway, we'll get back to that message. Hello.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. You're welcome to Hard Facts. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Matthew calling from Mopane.
All right, Matthew, we're listening.
Yeah, I'm listening to Iran.
Oh my goodness, Matthew, call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to Hard Facts. What's your name?
I'm the mayor.
Did you say the mayor?
I'm the mayor.
All right, welcome. Please go on.
All right, I think, first of all, what's the meaning of JAMB? JAMB is not even as detailed as WAEC and NECO. Students that are school that are, you know, applying for a tertiary institution need a number of subjects, and JAMB is just limited to four. Meanwhile, WAEC is more detailed. The exam, I wrote JAMB, so I know JAMB is the theory. I mean, objective. WAEC is more detailed. JAMB should be scrapped entirely. Because even the tertiary institutions, they don't even trust JAMB. They go back and organize their own internal exam. So what's the usefulness of JAMB to even make it 2 years? That's a Nigerian, you know, thing. Just like we have national ID card. I am Nigerian and I have national ID card, and you're suggesting me that I must have a voter's card. What's the meaning of that? Too many things we just bring out as if we are confused. The same thing, one thing that can stand for everything is there, and you come up with another body just going round the circle. I don't think JAMB is meaningful. We have more detailed exam in this country, and those ones should be taken seriously.
All right. Thank you for calling the mayor. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you. Good evening. Please, what's your name?
Good evening.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I try as much as possible to differ with your guest. Much as he has advanced reasons why that deal is irrelevant. He has admitted that, or rather we have admitted, Constance, from your intro, that there are international examination bodies, you know, that sustain validity for years. And here, if we accept there are global standards or global practices, I think some of us here are prone to or are quick to make reference to global practices. Why can't we adopt this, since it's a global practice? What is peculiar about the jam that would make it difficult for us to switch over to global practices? And again, the reason why jam is opposing or maybe opposed to this is for peculiar reasons. Constant, you mentioned that jam is referring to itself as a money-making institution. That is laughable. That is ridiculous. Is there any examination body that is set up just for peculiar reasons? It's laughable. And that is why money or funds will be created in that same jam, and we hear that snakes have swallowed it. So, but for peculiar reasons, jam will not allow innovations in order to drive the system in order to conform with best practices. It is a shame. It's a shame.
All right, thank you for calling. On WhatsApp, this person says, good evening, Nigeria Info. It's a shame talking about university certificates when our laws clearly states that for the number one job, you need just a secondary school certificate. I think no company should disqualify any citizen because of a degree. Thanks. Akaniwo Hachi. That's your message. And then this person says, jam should even be valid for the candidate's lifetime. Any candidate not satisfied by the outcome of the exam should rewrite it. After all, WAEC and NECO are valid all through the owner's life. Nigeria likes duplication of responsibilities so they can steal. Your name is Bob. And this person says, jam should be scrapped. It's total extortion from the parents, just making money for government. Let each school conduct their own exams. Good evening, Hard Facts. JAMB results to be valid for 4 years is nonsensical to the dynamic nature of testing knowledge in any field or given field of study. It's simply an accentuation of our disruptive and irregular academic calendar, occasioned by industrial dispute and weak funding. Amadi David sent us that message. Sir Ikechi, I want to get your reaction.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear the air on what one of the callers said. We weren't actually disagreeing. He was standing on my own point, you know. So I didn't make that. I didn't originate the statement. Somebody, a staff of JAMB did, okay, who said all of that. And I think we're on the same page on saying that, you know, whether it's 1 year, whether it's 4 years, whether it's no year, whether there is no jump, what is important is we need to get things right.
All right, one more call then, and then we'll wrap this up. Hello. Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, the very distinguished Constant Tenga.
You're welcome.
Yes, I remember Temple, okay.
All right, very quickly.
I think
Temple.
For me, my own is as simple as ABCD. But first of all, I salute your guests in the studio. JAMB should be scrapped. Because if the tertiary institutions, the university concerned, does not, you know, value JAMB or does not cross JAMB any longer, what is the essence of JAMB? Are they living to the expectation of the reason why they come on board? The answer is no.
All right. Thank you very much. Apologies, Temple Okere. Just a passing shot before we go.
Apparently, this shouldn't be about JAMB. This should be more about strengthening our educational system. And I think that's where most of our thoughts should go. Yeah, whether we want to extend the validity of JAMB or not, to start with, I would want to join forces with the educational community to ask that our children go back to school. Staying in the house, extending JAMB. I think some of these thoughts could have added bite to the call to extend the validity of JAMB.
Mm.
Okay, but if we have a stable and well-functioning educational system, universities are given all the support they need, I think every university in Nigeria should be positioned to bear the capacity to both take in and sustain the standards that they are required to.
All right. Thank you very much for being on Hard Facts this evening. Saiki Chimwogo.
Thank you.